It's sunny skies today, a high in the low 90s with a heat index as high as 99 or 100 degrees. Right now, 73 degrees in Nashville at 8:04. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona, and here's the latest from WPLN News. An anti-abortion protester from Tennessee made headlines when his actions landed him a felony conviction and again when he got a pardon from President Donald Trump. Now he's secured a $1.2 million settlement, according to the Tennessean. Paul Vaughn and fellow protesters blocked access to a reproductive health clinic in Mount Juliet back in 2021. A federal law says any kind of obstruction to reproductive care, be that a literal blockade, intimidation, or threats, is a crime. Vaughn was convicted of the felony in 2024. Vaughn's case is one of many. These arrests were somewhat common under the Biden administration. During his first week in office, Trump issued widespread pardons. The people who were convicted have been suing the government, and Trump's Department of Justice has been settling. The agency argues it was weaponization of the justice system against anti-abortion activists. Tennessee is one of five Republican-led states vying for a deal with the federal government to store the nation's nuclear waste. The agreement would come with $50 billion in capital investments for the state. The specific communities that could potentially host a nuclear waste site were redacted from the public-facing version of Tennessee's proposal. Governor Billy says he doesn't know for sure that the feds are asking for a repository site. He tells WPLN News that Tennessee will only commit to the deal if it can balance the economic benefits with the environmental risks.
How do you do both? You make certain that you protect the environment and protect the natural resources that we have, at the same time bring economic benefit as a result of that, this campus coming. If and only if you can do both, should you do it at all?
Democratic State Senator Heidi Campbell has called on the governor to release the names of the specific sites under consideration to host the program. Voters in Putnam County may think they're seeing triple when they go to the polls on Thursday, but no, that is the same candidate's name in multiple races. Trenton Tyler Strode is hedging his bets to what is likely the maximum amount allowed by election law. The Herald Citizen reports he's running for Cookeville City Council, the Putnam County Commission, and the State House of Representatives. While candidates are allowed to run for multiple offices in a single election, serving in those positions simultaneously is another matter. The city council bylaws say members can't hold another elected office. So if he wins multiple races, Strode will have to pick which one he prefers. And he tells the newspaper he is ready to do so if that is the case. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News. And you'll find more news at WPLN.org. You'll also find today's podcast episode of the Nash Villager podcast, which gets more into the issue of that nuclear waste site and what Tennessee has proposed and what the federal government's looking for. Find that at WPLN.org or search for the Nash Villager podcast wherever you get your podcasts.